song has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Doug and Daddy Show. It is Friday, and we are glad to have you along with us. A Friday where we're both in the studio, that's cool. That's not going to happen a whole lot. You're taking vacation, huh?
No vacation.
1-888-455-ESPN. You want to know the number because we've got more to give away today for all of the weekend activities. Edgar Demolition Derby tomorrow. Thunder Jam tomorrow at the Archway. I think we've even got some TNA wrestling tickets that we're going to give away for Sunday afternoon. 1-888-455-3776. That's the phone number we'll give you a chance to win later on in the hour. Also, Brian O'Connor, head baseball coach at Virginia, going to join us coming up on the show today as we continue our preview of the College World Series, which is just a day away.
Douglas, game that everybody anticipating, tying up the series. They had it and could not make free throws. Dwight Howard, the star that stunk for 3.5 quarters, came to play the last half of a quarter, almost somehow willing his team to victory until two missed free throws. Hedo Turkoglu misses 3 out of the last 4 free throws he shoots. And Derek Fisher, who's 0 for 5, launches a 29-foot jump shot and crashes it. And then overtime comes, and it's just game, set, match. That's all the Lakers needed.
Well, you can't overuse your little girl that sings the national anthem either. I mean, you can't just expect, okay, she's going to sing every time because we win when she sings.
Well, she expects you to make free throws.
Well, it come down to exactly, pretty much exactly what we said it would come down to. It's a maturity level. It's a maturity level. The Lakers have been there. The Magic haven't. You can't win it the first time. You can't win it the first time. And again, Boston last year, total different exception. It wasn't a young team. They bought their team. They Yankeed their team. They brought in everybody. And then they were a veteran team. You just don't win the first time through. And it showed last night. Orlando hasn't been there in this situation in the finals before. And they're just not mature enough to win. I think that's the word. I mean, Dwight Howard's still only 24.
Well, Jamar Nelson, does, you know, and everybody's bashing him. What's he doing inside the three-point line?
Whatever. You don't blow a five-point lead with 40 seconds to go. I don't care if they throw him in from half court. You don't blow a five-point lead with 40 seconds to go. The series is over. It just depends if it's going to be game 5 or game 6. And an interesting comment last night as I was listening to the post-game, I think it was Magic Johnson. I'm not exactly sure it was. Now it's just up to Orlando. Do they think they still have a chance to win the series? Because if they don't think they have a chance to win the series, then they're probably not going to say, hey, you know what? Let's bust our butt to win game 5 and fly all the way across country to get beat. And that'll be interesting. Yeah, usually that's not brought up in the national scene. But, you know, Orlando's going to think, well, we can't win the next 3. Although, they could. I mean, let's face it. They could have won game 2. They could have won game 4. They could have lost game 3. I mean, it's all right there. So all of these games, except game 1, have been close, down to the wire. I'm just surprised. Orlando had big leads twice last night. As I said, I didn't think the game would be close. Didn't know who would win, which I know is strange, but I thought somebody, you know, this wouldn't come down to the last shot of the game, and it went to overtime. It shouldn't have come down to the last shot of the game. Orlando just didn't take care of business. Now it's just a question of do they get beaten 5 or do they get beaten 6.
Derek, you probably know this better than maybe Doug. Pietrus has been around how long?
I think he's been in the league about 6 years. Five years?
You don't realize. I mean, somebody
no.
For the casual fan?
No. Derek doesn't know anything more than I know.
I don't know. I better look that up, though, because I'm probably horribly wrong. He's probably a 14-year vet or something. No, I think it's about 5 years he's been in the league. But out of France, I believe.
Out of France, and just superbly talented. And
whoa, you... Tony, look out! Birds!
And then that...
Okay, sorry. Go ahead. Back to the NBA.
I just, one of those players you don't hear anything about throughout the regular season unless you follow it, unless you plan to sit down and watch full NBA games. This guy's good. I know they say he was a first-round draft pick. I believe 13th overall last night. I can't remember how many years he's been in the league, but this guy is extremely talented. If he wouldn't try and make a layup from the three-point line, he'd have made two more buckets and probably would have made it easy for the Magic as well. But
5 years in the league, all with Golden State up to this season with Orlando.
Another reason you've never heard of him.
888-455. Well, but he's been in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And they upset the number one team, Dallas, when he was a member of Golden State. So 888-455-ESPN. Or you can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. If some of the hail over the storm last week got to your vehicle, well, they can help you out. Get a hold of them on the bricks, downtown Kearney, for your free estimate at the Dent Popper. And again, our email, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Game 7 tonight in the NHL. I've already went on record, and then I heard today that no road team has won since 71. Well, 38 years. Looks like they're going to get it done. It's a longer streak than the Triple Crown, so let's break this. Pittsburgh wins Game 7 tonight. And there is absolutely no reason they should. Detroit's much better at home. Pittsburgh wins Game 7 tonight. Sid the Kid going to be drinking out of the cup.
I side the other way, Doug. I think it's just they just don't play that well. They don't rise up to the challenge. They don't rise up to the challenge in Detroit. They have not played well there the whole series. They didn't play where they were a year ago.
Nebraska versus Arkansas State. What do you think? Louisiana Lafayette. That's the first game. What do you think? You're taking the Huskers, I suppose.
Yeah, I got it.
Chuck. Okay, take more chalk. Here, though, I want to get into the what's going to be a disturbing story. I don't know how much overlap this will have, backlash it'll have. I suppose it just depends on how many times they air it. But Outside the Lines is going to be focusing on Nudegate, the Nebraska wrestlers that posed nude or semi-nude for a gay porn site. Paul Donahoe and Kenny Jordan were dismissed from the team before last season. And this kind of hit the wires yesterday, and then it has made newspapers. It's made talk shows across the state with their this didn't come out until after our show yesterday. But Outside the Lines on ESPN Sunday morning. Now, it's on every weekday afternoon on ESPN, and I'm sure it will be repeated next week. But they talk a lot to these wrestlers. They do some investigating at Nebraska. The short story, and you can find out more and read a lot about it on ESPN.com. Huge, huge story. But it seems like Nebraska comes out of this smelling pretty good. There's allegations from the wrestlers that they kind of recant, especially Donahoe towards the end of the interview, towards the end of the piece, about maybe some things that they said, well, this was really bad, and then it didn't turn out to be so bad. And really, ESPN couldn't find anything in talking to everybody. Mark Manning, Tom Osborne, all spoke about this. The university even has issued a release on this. But it's just a big deal.
Basically, the players making accusations about large poker games, which the winner would leave with $8,000-$9,000, which one of the coaches would usually win. And basically, they would take their lunch money. The players were crying foul about the coaches.
Violations. They're trying, because they were kicked off the team, they're trying to say that there are some violations that have been done. And it includes some of the kids drinking at the wedding in Oklahoma 3 years ago, underage, from the wrestling team. I mean, there's all kinds of allegations in this.
Well, but there's parts of truth in this also. And when you look at Donahoe's police record, it rivals, I got to say, OJ's for as many times as he was cited and arrested in Lincoln. It was constant chaos with this kid. And, you look at it and go, wait a minute. Can we trust what this guy's saying? I mean, he's been arrested or cited about 32 times. There's calls made all hours of the day and night from his girlfriend to the police, to coaches, telling him to get out of her apartment, wouldn't leave. He sounds like a real class act.
My favorite part, and then, of course, the university, you know, trying to take the high road when this all happened, says, okay, if they're going to throw dirt, well, here's what they did before they were dismissed from the team. You know, incidents with the law, team rule breaking. I mean, this wasn't a one-and-done instance for these wrestlers. But my favorite part of the whole story, Paul Donahue went by the stage name Nash. No. All right, ladies, welcome. We bring out to you here at Chippendales the Buff and Studley Nash.
Nice.
Good Lord.
They both sold their iPods from the Big 12 championships. Donahoe was arrested for hosting a loud house party and being confrontational with police officers who asked him to break it up. Just 2 weeks earlier, he was cited for having an open container of alcohol in a vehicle. ESPN report also cites multiple 911 calls made by Donahoe's then-girlfriend and another call she made to Nebraska coaches asking for help to get Donahoe to leave her apartment. Jordan's run-ins with the police were more frequent, including 2 misdemeanor assault convictions. Come on.
Well, you know what, guys? This was just not posing. And these guys knew what they were doing. They knew what they were doing. They were trying to take the money and run, which I don't have any problem with that. And if they want to do it on a site that not everybody agrees with, I guess that's their decision as well. But they have to face the consequences.
Well, now, consequences were basically being dismissed, so go on your merry way. Well,
and here is that, you can't call it gray area. What they did was not breaking the law, but what they did was illegal with NCAA rules and infractions. So, you know, they went on. They both got to finish wrestling. I mean, Donahoe made it to the national championship.
He cost Nebraska national titles, what he did.
Well,
he ought to get the hell out of the way and don't have any ties to Nebraska again. Period. Gone. Vamoosh.
Well, and let me finish this. The story here says that Donahoe would not have had enough points to give Nebraska the national title, which I believe in most wrestling circles, and you can sure contact us here at the show if you disagree, Donahoe alone would not have. But Kenny Jordan getting just a freckle of points, if they both would have went to the national tournament in Nebraska, and everything would have fallen the same way, and you never know. But then Nebraska probably would have had enough points, what those two would have scored, to claim the 2009 national championship. But, again, if these guys are on your team, everybody knows about it. It's you know, high school, college. It's strange the way chemistry works. I can't see that Nebraska would have been in the same situation. Not all the kids would have done the same things and had the same success or failures that they had this past year.
I just don't know why they would want to dredge up mud. I don't understand what the vendetta would be.
Well, and here's one other thing. I listened, as I said, to our cohorts in Omaha yesterday discussing this a little bit after the story came out. You read the byline, ESPN story by Paula Levine. When I was first brought up to this, I said, oh, Liz Merrill did the story. Because she used to work at the Omaha World Herald, and kind of if there's something going on in the Midwest or Nebraska, and it's a news piece, is more than a sports piece, which Outside the Lines is, you know, she does a great job with that. No, and evidently this Paula Levine from Gretna went to the University of Nebraska, and then she says, well, it was just happenstance. You know, she's worked there for about a year. Just happenstance that this was thrown her way. My ass. Bull. Don't lie. Don't flat out lie. You're trying to make a name for yourself. And I'm not saying that there's one thing in the story that's a lie. But show some credibility. Don't fold the first time somebody questions you, which is exactly... I mean, no one's ever heard of the gal. She hasn't worked there that long. She has an inside track probably to the university. Could make a couple of connections. You know, maybe she knows somebody that could get her that extra interview. Great. That's the way it's supposed to work. But stand tall on your story. Don't hide and say, oh, yeah, they just, yeah, well, okay. All right, whatever. But again, it just kind of adds to the murkiness of the water when it surrounds this story. But you know what? Usually when you go this deep and have this many weeks and months of an investigation, you find something more than what they found. They invested a lot of money in this story, and so they're going to have to air it. But I think the University of Nebraska is going to come out pretty clean on the other side Sunday morning.
Well, Jordan, this is Jordan's quote. Oh, there's people who walked out with 800, $100 easy, maybe a grand easy. They're big cash games. All the coaches would be sitting there and tell us to come in with a pocket full of money. We'd leave, you know, broke, whatever. Now, come on. Seriously? If you're a coach at the university,
again,
I don't care how scummy you are, if you're a coach at the university, you're not trying to take kids' lunch money.
Well,
if there's read a 20,
a little, but
if there's,
read a little deeper into this. A poker game. I'm guessing the kids in the end always won, if that's what they're trying to get at. Don't need a job. I know we can't get you a job. Maybe we should just play some cards. Kind of reminds me of the Cups episode in Friends when Joey needed a little money. Let's play some Cups. You know, there you go. Maybe that's all we got here. So, anyway, if you want to check it out, it's going to be on Outside the Lines, ESPN Radio, or ESPN Television, excuse me, debuting, premiering on Sunday morning.
Do you want to talk birds?
Cleveland, I mean, seriously, you know, we got our friends at Pheasants Forever and the Turkey Federation and Ducks Unlimited. Let's find something to control these seagulls in Cleveland. First it's the mites, then it's the seagulls. Seriously, Cleveland, get it together. You don't think, I mean, enough people think your city's a dump.
Well, exactly. Well, bad enough we got to play in the hellhole city.
Don't live up to the stereotype, Cleveland. Fix it.
Unbelievable. It's a Friday, and why do I got to get angry? Ball hit up the middle last night, for those of you that don't know, into basically two dozen seagulls.
Well, into the zoo. Yeah.
Center fielder goes to field the ball and, well, missed the ball. I mean,
doesn't matter.
No.
Couldn't have seen it anyway. But, again, the Royals blow a 3-1 lead going into the bottom of the eighth.
Two errors in the same play.
So, there you go. Royals lose, but it finally brings to an end this 9-game road swing, and they don't get a day off. They come home and start interleague play with Cincinnati, who's playing pretty decent baseball. The Reds are in the mix in the National League Central. Some interleague play now as we really finish out the month of June. A lot of interleague play between now and then. And the only bright spot, again, was that even though the Royals lost in the eighth last night, so did the Yankees. So the Red Sox continue to win, and the Cubs continue to lose.
Cubs and 10.
Again, Tony, we brought this up about a week ago. You know, the Royals are losing, the Cubs are losing. Finally, the Rockies are winning. So if you're a Rockies fan, there's at least something to root for right now in the Midwest. But all attention, I have to think, is pointed towards the College World Series.
Undoubtedly.
I mean, if you're a baseball fan, you're rooting for the College World Series. Hey, by the way, has anyone asked when Alex Gordon's return? Have you seen or heard anything on that? Yeah, that's not good either. College World Series gets underway tomorrow. Brian O'Connor, the head coach at Virginia, is going to join us. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox, though. Derek the Gift joins us. He says, Michael Jordan won it on his first trip to the finals against a veteran Magic-led Laker team who had been there before and won it before. The only Lions fan in the Tri-City area, Derek.
Yeah, take that, Doug.
Well, okay. All right, so technically that may be right. Where was Orlando in the playoffs last year? Yeah, that's what I thought. You can't just start and run all the way to the finals. Jordan had been going up against the Pistons and then finally that was the big thing. They beat the Pistons in the conference finals. The Lakers thing was everybody picked the Bulls. That was not an upset. So if you want to say, yes, his first time in the finals, okay. But, I mean, this wasn't a come-out-of-nowhere story and run and win the finals. And that's the point. You just can't do it the first time. And Jordan had plenty of years of experience under him by that time. I was ready.
Do you think the Magic will be back?
Just depends. I mean, off-season changes. I mean, they've got a good nucleus. I think anytime you can build around Dwight Howard, who has to expand his game, as they said, they're going to do okay.
Well, I think they're just so young. And Jamar Nelson, you could say, J.J. Redick played awfully well at times last night.
Yeah, but boy, he's scared. He can't shoot either. I mean, he's just kind of scared. I didn't get to watch him play last night, but before, and he sure looks to dish. Dribble around and dish even when he's wide open. We've got to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, but since we've got so many great things going on this weekend, in my hands I've got one more pair of tickets to the Great River Road Thunder Jam going on at the I-80 Archway Monument. These are $20 tickets each. I've got a pair of them presented by Bud Light and ESPN Radio, the Great River Road Thunder Jam. Going on tomorrow, motorcycles everywhere. I've got one more motorcycle question. If you have not won from us this week, you're eligible. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. No movie reference here, though, Tony. The most famous motorcyclist of all time. Who is it?
Evel Knievel.
What state is Evel Knievel from? 1-888-455-ESPN, the late Evel Knievel. 888-455-3776. Where did he hail from? Back after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Please turn your head and cough.
Very few things in life are more uncomfortable.
The time is now to start training for this year's Nebraska Senior Games. Seniors ages 50 and up will have the chance to test their skills in a variety of different sports and activities, including bowling, golf, basketball, table tennis, and much more. This year's games will be held July 9th through July 12th at various locations in Kearney. The deadline for registration is June 24th, so don't wait to sign up. For more information, contact the Kearney Park and Rec Office. The 2009 Nebraska Senior Games, where the competition never gets old.
Are you ready to save $10,000? Then you're invited to Eagle Crest's open house Friday, June the 12th and Saturday the 13th. Save up to $10,000 on a new Bonneville, Nebraska-built home. Save $10,000 on a new Adirondack fifth-wheel camper. In fact, all the homes and all the campers from fold-downs to fifth wheels, new and used, have extra special savings these 2 days only. And Eagle Crest now has two car garages for sale, plus a closeout sale on furniture. It's our open house the 12th and the 13th on West Highway 30 in Grand Island. Eagle Crest, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
Do you want an ATV that works as hard as you do this summer? Then get into Kearney Yamaha today and cash in on great deals on Kearney Yamaha's 2009 550 and 700 Grizzlies. Save up to $1,100 or receive a new Yamaha 1,000-watt inverter when you purchase a new Yamaha Grizzly. These machines are built farm tough with electronic power steering and features like fuel injection, independent rear suspension, and a reliable automatic transmission. No other ATV can match the comfort and reliability of the Yamaha Grizzly. So no matter what you're facing today, irrigating, chasing cows, or fixing fence, get the job done with a new Yamaha Grizzly. Remember, you can save up to $1,100 or receive a new Yamaha 1,000-watt inverter when you purchase a new Yamaha Grizzly. Stop by Kearney Yamaha today. Years of experience and huge selection, Kearney Yamaha just south of the Kearney I-80. ATVs are recommended only for use by those age 16 and older. Yamaha recommends an approved training course. See your dealer or call 1-800-887-2887. ATVs can be hazardous to operate.
Schroeder Smoked Foods will be in Upland this weekend, June 12th, 13th, and 14th for the Faces Bike Rally. Schroeder's is proud to be a sponsor of this event. Help build smiles for the children served by Faces. For more information, go to facesrally.org.
If it's smoked or fried, roasted or grilled, eat it in or get it catered, you'll be thrilled. It's a smoking good time at Schroeder's. Schroeder's Smoked Foods.
Spending too much time mowing the lawn? Take a look at Toro's Time Cutter Z 4200 zero-turn mower at Ace Hardware. Cut your mowing time in half with this easy-to-maneuver zero-turn rider. Take advantage of Toro's low monthly financing. See store for details. Plus, at Ace, all power equipment is fully assembled, serviced, and ready to go. And we back it with service after the sale. And Ace offers free in-town delivery. Ace Hardware and Garden Center, West 56th Street in Kearney, or 3rd and Broadwell, Grand Island.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam.
Sam!
Because upgrading your central air system to a high efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Dad. Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high efficiency Trane model at Fidelki Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a train.
It's the 10th anniversary of the Tri-City Storm.
Hi, my name's Eric. I've been a Storm fan since day one. Being a season ticket holder is a good experience. I've been to enough games that I finally decided, you know what, I just need to buy season tickets. And that way I always had a seat, plus there's always some great benefits that come with being a season ticket holder. Living here in Nebraska, you know, you got to be a big Husker fan, but, you know, there's something to be said about being a big hockey fan.
Season tickets as low as $10 per game. Order by June 15th. Visit stormhockey.com. Presented by Viero.
So live your life. Hey, 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 hey. You steady chasing that pet car, just live your life. Oh,
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Evel Knievel from Montana. Our winner from Hastings today, Derek.
Yeah, Jason knew it. He actually knew he was from Butte, too. He knew the city.
There you go, Butte, Montana. Congratulations to Jason. He's headed to the Thunder Jam and should be a great day tomorrow, especially if the weather holds, which would be nice. So that's going on tomorrow. We've got more tickets to give away to wrestling, to the Demolition Derby, and Edgar. So stay with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Doug, we want to remind you there's corn and soybeans still being replanted out there with the recent hail. Ask Dynagro about the YieldGuard VT Triple, maximum insect protection for maximum yield potential. Oh, or the Roundup Ready Corn 2 system, optimized profit potential and peace of mind. Whether you're talking the Roundup Ready soybean, simple, flexible, dependable, 1-800-652-9298. They've got all the products you need still available. Call them today, 1-800-652-9298. Call Lauren Kaiser, call Aaron Foster, call Charlie Shoemaker over in the Lexington Broken Bow area. Call them today. They've got products for you. And remember, Dynagro has quietly become one of the top 10 seed companies in all of North America. 1-800-652-9298.
Dead Popper Inbox is open. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Got a busy week coming up next week. Got some College World Series updates Monday and Tuesday. I'll be reporting live from Omaha. Wednesday, we take the show on the road to the Sertoma 8-Man All-Star High School Football Camp. The game is coming up a week from Saturday. We'll be talking with some coaches and players and a whole lot more going on next week here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Still to come today, Brian O'Connor, head baseball coach at Virginia. A couple of other things I want to mention to you here. The deadline to register for the UNK Volley Kids Day Camp at Sunrise Middle School is today. The camp is next Monday and Tuesday. Girls entering 2nd through 5th grades from 1 to 3:30. Coach Squires, along with current Loper players and staff, will direct the camp. Contact Coach Squires or UNK for more information. Just go to lopers.com, but you need to get that done by today so that they can get things set up for the camp on Monday and Tuesday. Plus, we want to remind you that the annual Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest is coming up at the Hilltop Mall in Kearney, July 10th. This is open to virtually everyone. And if you are interested in joining us for our fourth annual hot dog eating contest, shoot us an email with some contact information and why you think you should be included to begin with. Because we'd love to have you, but we want you to at least have a chance in this, baby.
Well, can you make the cut? That's really what comes
That's right. You know, and so shoot us an email and circle July 10th on your calendar to join us for the Doug and Daddy hot dog eating contest. And speaking of hot dogs, Bernie Madison. Want to remind his friends that they're having a little going-away get-together for him at Fanatics tonight. Kearney Catholic coach is on his way to North Platte to take over the Bulldogs program, and that's going on at Fanatics tonight, starting at 6, and I'm sure enjoyable all night through. Last night, we've got all-star action going on all over the place. We've got the Shrine Soccer Classic going on tomorrow. Lots of kids from the area are going to be competing in that. The girls' game begins at 11 o'clock at Hastings College, and then that'll be followed by the boys' contest. On the girls' South squad, Brad Larson of Holdridge is one of the coaches. Holdridge's Kate Johnson and Jordan Pfeiffer playing along with Melanie Johnson. On the North squad, Kearney High's Lauren Smith, Alicia Crawford of Kearney Catholic, Anna Cerivisi of Grand Island Senior High, and Lydia Myers of Grand Island Northwest are playing. Then the boys, Mike Nanfito of Hastings is one of the coaches on the South. Holdridge's Jamie Beechler is on that team. And on the North squad, Grand Island Senior High's Johnny Venegas, along with Josh Gable and Lance Johnson, are competing. Also tonight at Grand Island Central Catholic, the Pinnacle Agency Central Nebraska All-Star Game. Some of the best boys basketball players in the coverage area in the Central Nebraska area are going to be playing. John Coffey of Blue Hill, Rob Misick of Grand Island Central Catholic will be coaching the White. Don Lease of Kearney Catholic decided to coach this week instead of take a pie in the face, so good job, Don, along with Tom Schlechta. Those boys are going to be back together again at Adams Central. So that's going on tonight, 7 o'clock at Grand Island Central Catholic. And last night, first night of the Hogan's All-Star Classic got underway with some great volleyball action. I'll tell you what. You want to do a story. You want to follow up on something, and maybe you're familiar with this young lady, maybe you're not. But the Southwest Conference won last night, and I deem that as an upset. I think the Lou Platte, many people thought, was going to be the favorite going in. Well, the Southwest beat the Lou Platte in 5 games to start the night. The Twin Valley swept the Fort Kearney Conference, and then they played the best out of 3. And Twin Valley, very good, but Southwest beat them 25-22, 25-22. Hogan's All-Star Classic to benefit the Nebraska Kidney Association. Tonight, the girls' games will go. As far as basketball, Southwest and Lou Platte at 6, Fort Kearney and Twin Valley at 8 at C.L. Jones. Then tomorrow, the boys, same matchups, 5 and 7 o'clock. All this to benefit the Nebraska Kidney Association. Well, they get together, they have a practice, they have a little meal, they have a speaker, the Hastings College and UNK coaches have, and some other folks have been talking to them. But a young lady, I went up and talked to Steve Morgan, the head coach at Ogallala, after the match last night. And I asked him about the no-doubt best player there last night, Kate Morrell of Ogallala. She has been back playing volleyball, from what I understand, for just a little over a year now. She actually has a kidney ailment, and there's a medical term for it, and we didn't get all into that. And I said, where's she going to college? Before I realized that this was the young lady, I knew one of them, and I just didn't know that's who it was. And she's going to Hutchinson Community College. And I said, you know, every time you hear community college, you go, you know, got to get the grades up, something like that. No. And then he went into the story like that. I said, you know, she thinks possibly Division I. I didn't even say anything after that. Do you think she goes, well, that's kind of the hope. I said, this kid is good. And she still has a lot of growing to go and overcoming. She's still on medication, but she spoke to the teams yesterday. I guess it was a great talk. I mean, you're talking about a high school senior. This went through. There's so many things out there that we've had, so many tragedies that have come in and affected folks in our listening area and us personally here in the last week or two. And we've heard a couple of more things here. A young baby going through some cancer that's heading off to St. Jude's just because of the St. Jude's Golf Classic that's going on. And that kind of came into the forefront. We were talking about this. But watching this kid, Kate Morrell from Ogallala, play volleyball last night, holy unbelievable. I mean, she could play what I again, maybe last night was not just a shot in the dark, but this is a special young kid, so we'll keep our eye out and keep our ears open for Kate Morrell from Ogallala. I think you're going to hear from this young lady again.
Well, anytime there's a quality of players that were there last night, if you stand out amongst that group.
So quit talking about nude wrestlers and talk about young people that are doing things right. And this is one of them.
Yeah!
1-888-455-ESPN. I guess since we're going to finish this whole segment out on a semi-somber note, the U.S. Open starts next week. And again, if you caught the Omaha World Herald today, you may have seen this. But they had the U.S. Open Golf Digest Challenge last year. And the player that was chosen was from Omaha, John Atkinson, and he played with Tony Romo and Justin Timberlake and Matt Lauer from NBC. Well, and then it came out, you know, he had cancer. Well, he died this week at the age of 40. Today, it was either today or yesterday, this year's version of the U.S. Open Challenge is going on at Bethpage, and Ben Roethlisberger is involved, and I don't remember who all else. But Justin Timberlake contacted the family, according to the story. You know, 40 years old, he's really been battling it. Good Lord, can we find a cure for this?
Well, it just affects so many people. And Doug, I just give
40,
a shout out.
40.
I give a shout out.
Non-smoker. 40.
You mentioned the baby. It's Matt and Brooke Lucas Savage, less than a year old, I believe. They just went to Memphis, where the St. Jude's Classic is being played, to the St. Jude's Hospital there. The baby is less than a year old, has some type, I believe it's brain cancer. She's a nurse here, actually works with my sister-in-law at Heartland Medical Group over by Meadowlark Hills, and just a sad, sad deal. But you find out this stuff affects everybody, and you know they have these, you know they have these Dickie V deals, and they raise all this money, hopefully someday there'll be a cure and you can get rid of a lot of this stuff before it has to come down to what a lot of people are faced with.
Well, and you think about all the organizations, you know, I'm helping out with this Nebraska Kidney Benefit at the Hogan's All-Star Classic and all that's going on. And there's the walks and there's the golf tournaments and there seems to be so many people out there soliciting money. Well, most of these organizations, you know, this is why they're there, is to help people like this out. And so hopefully, you know, hopefully it never directly affects your family, but as we said,
it does.
It does. So Let's take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're going to be giving away a few more things. Brian O'Connor is going to be joining us, the Virginia head baseball coach, coming up here in our next segment. And football talk as well is coming around. If you've got an email, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. But let's end the segment on a winning note. Let's give away our last pair of tickets to the Edgar Demolition Derby tomorrow, 2 o'clock. Edgar will be broadcasting live on ESPN Radio and the sister station, The Breeze, 94.5 FM. Caller number 6, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. We'll hook you up with a pair of tickets to the Edgar Demolition Derby tomorrow. Brian O'Connor, Virginia Baseball, next.
It's that same satisfaction you got from pulling the arm off a Cabbage Patch doll.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, good times. The Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Now at the Home Depot, get special deferred financing store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card. If you're thinking about a new appliance, that should move it straight to the front burner. Choose an efficient Energy Star qualified model, and your savings on utilities can start paying for your new appliance before you even have to start paying for it. Special deferred financing. More saving. More doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through June 14th, U.S. only. See store for details.
The road ahead. Midas wants to make sure your car is ready. That's why Midas is offering you a thorough brake inspection absolutely free. Right now, we'll take a comprehensive look at your entire brake system and let you know what needs attention now and what can wait. Because at Midas, we won't sell you anything you don't need. Midas, we're on this road together.
Most vehicles limited time offer at participating Midas.
And now a special address.
Tired of hearing about the financial bailouts?
I like to say a prayer and drink to world peace.
BICO gives you the big beer bailout, like a 12-pack of Miller, Coors, or Bud bottles, $9.99. Everybody likes a little Busch.
It's awesome.
Just $8.99 for 12-pack cans. Summer savings start now at BICO. With BICO's great beer prices, you won't have to worry about bailouts. We're on your way, no matter what direction you're headed this summer. Conveniently located on the web at BICOonline.com. Be a BICO buyer.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
We'll see some showers and storms affecting the area yet early today, and then could see some breaks of sun later today with a few redeveloping showers and storms possible later in the day as well, with highs of 73. Back to the mid-50s for lows tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 63.
You know baseball music, Doug? Baseball music,
you mean like
grilling,
Omaha?
Grilling, a parking lot. Oh, it makes me think of Troutman's Quality Meats, fresh brats, potato sausage links, mushroom Swiss brats. The Green Mountain Grill is a perfect idea for Father's Day. Treat Dad to a great Angus steak on his new grill. Hey, you bring the grill out there, set it up, cook Dad a steak on it, then leave the grill for Dad. Boom goes the dynamite. What an excellent idea. Troutman's Quality Meats. Ask them about the Green Mountain Grills, the new pellet grill. You can control digitally your cooking temperature, something other pellet grills cannot do. Thermal sensors, easy operation, easy cleaning, durable baked-on finish. Call Troutman's today. Make sure Kerry's around. Then go see Kerry. And hey, it won't take long for him to sell you on the Green Mountain Grill and pick up some of the greatest meat around. Troutman's Quality Meats. T-Bone's waiting for you out front. Cross from Bob's Superstore. In Kearney.
You know, I went in and saw Kerry just a couple of days ago. Had a you know, we've been talking about it, and I had a little inkling for some ham. But I don't have a family. I just got meat. Yeah. I can't get a big old ham. So you know what he did?
Took a big ham and went whack, 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 and gave you the little piece that was left when he whacked it 8 times.
Oh, I had some ham.
Perfect.
Very, very tasty from Troutman's. 1-888-455-ESPN. We want to congratulate Jack over in Holstein. He's headed to the demolition derby in Edgar tomorrow at 2 o'clock. So congratulations. We've got one set of tickets to the TNA Wrestling Sunday at the Viero Event Center yet to give away. That's coming up here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Doug, all the violations in the NCAA. You've got USC's basketball, Tim Floyd out. Now they're looking at Reggie Bush. Still ongoing investigation. Alabama.
Oh, let me tell you about them Crimson Tide.
Florida, 24 players. What is the NCAA finally starting to crack down? They surely had to know some of these things. They don't just blow it all out in 1 week, do they?
There must be a heck of a lot of ways to cheat.
Well,
Alabama's getting busted for textbooks. You know, it's not like athletes are. Well, there's just so many ways. I don't know. You know where they do things right though? Virginia. They do things right at Virginia.
Well, Brian O'Connor, Virginia baseball coach, he does things right.
We continue our preview of the College World Series getting underway Saturday, and, of course, every game right here on ESPN 1460 and 1550. And, of course, as the week progresses and Nebraskans get more familiar with what's going on and the teams that they're getting familiar with that are coming to Omaha, the story of the Virginia Cavaliers is kind of starting to grab the hearts and the attention of the casual fan. We talk with Southern Miss, and they're kind of the underdog. Virginia, although they weren't a national seed, is not looked at as an underdog, and there's all kinds of great backstories here, and we're going to talk about some of those with the head coach of the Cavaliers, Brian O'Connor, who joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, again, congratulations and good morning.
Thanks, Doug. Thanks for having me on.
Well, it's a pleasure, and I know things have to be just outstanding and ecstatic, and I imagine the high is still rolling there on the campus.
Well, it is. I tell you, we've really captured this community in Charlottesville and all the Cavalier fans really across the country, Doug. To accomplish the first College World Series in school's history is something to be very, very proud of. And, you know, everybody's really excited about our trip out to Omaha.
A lot has been made about the trip it took for you guys to get out here. You won the ACC tournament. You've won 10 of your last 11 games, going 2 out of 3 in the Super Regional. What did it take to finally get over that hump? Was it just the maturation process of the kids, or did you have another key component this year?
Well, I tell you, Doug, what has happened is we've been fortunate. This year was our 6th straight NCAA regional appearance, and, you know, we had been in 3 ACC title games, and, you know, it was just a matter of, continuing to push forward and that consistency we've shown. And, you know, this year we put together a really special group. It's a very, very young team. 95% of our team will be back for the 2010 season. But, it's just a great close-knit group. There's a lot of talent. Even though it's young, they're very, very talented. And, you know, this club went out, all year long with something to prove. And, you know, Doug, it seemed like, you know, the last 3 weeks we've just really peaked at the right time. You know, we've got the guys in the right position out of the bullpen, made a couple of positional changes, I think, that have made a difference for us. And, we just got hot at the right time. And, our road to Omaha went through Irvine, California, and then Oxford, Mississippi. It was a long road, but it's a road that we were happy to take. And I think it's, because of what we did, winning the ACC title and then being sent out to Irvine and having to play the number one team in the country in their own ballpark and beat them twice and then go to Oxford and beat them 2 out of 3. It's made us better, and we're better because of it. And, it's a really tough group, and, we're excited to move forward.
Did you need a map to get back home?
No, I don't. My wife and I, you know, originally are from Council Bluffs, and you know, I obviously went to Creighton and played there, and you know, we go back to see our family back there usually once or twice a year. So very, very familiar place for me and my family, and you know, we're happy to be coming home.
Brian O'Connor, the head baseball coach at Virginia, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Brian, touch on that, because obviously in Nebraska, that's the big story. I think they're talking more about that than actually what your team has been doing. You played in the College World Series on that very special Creighton team in the early 90s. You came back with Notre Dame when you were an assistant coach there. What does it mean to come back to Omaha, A, personally for you, and what can you tell your kids since you have that experience?
Well, for me personally, Doug, you know, it's special. You know, obviously my whole family being back there, my wife's family being back there, and, you know, having played in Rosenblatt Stadium and coached there as an assistant coach, you know, it's really, really special for me. And, you know, it's going to be very emotional for me to walk out on that field for the first time. And, you know, knowing that, you know, this is the second to last year of Rosenblatt Stadium, and what a great stadium that's been for Omaha in the College World Series. You know, but, you know, Doug, so much has been made about me coming home and the story because it's so interesting to everybody. But, you know, really for me, Doug, it's about these young men that wear our uniform. This is their opportunity. This is their first opportunity to go to Omaha and play in the College World Series. And I'm so excited for them, you know, just because I've been there and I went to that stadium growing up and seeing all the College World Series games. So I know what it's about. It's about, you know, the community of Omaha wrapping their arms around this event and supporting every team there. And but, you know, I have a sneaking suspicion that, you know, when we line it up on Saturday night against the LSU Tigers, that, you know, we're going to have a pretty good Virginia crowd there. And you know, I want everybody that, you know, doesn't have a team there for this tournament to hopefully adopt the Virginia Cavaliers and wear orange at 6 o'clock on Saturday night in that stadium.
Well, I think this could be the most unique matchup because of all the side stories. You mentioned LSU and Paul Mainieri and the work that you guys have done. Talk about the matchup of the coaches and going up against him. And do you have some kind of slight advantage knowing the way that he coaches?
No, I don't know that it's a slight advantage. You know, Paul and I are best of friends. I'm forever grateful to him. He took a chance on a young 23-year-old coach to when he hired me to Notre Dame as his head assistant. We worked side by side for 9 years and became the best of friends, and we still are the best of friends. And you know, I don't know, just sitting in that dugout with him for 9 years, that it's going to give us any advantage. He's got a really talented team. You know, I think physically probably the most talented team in the field out there in Omaha. So you know, it's going to take a special effort from our team, but you know, Doug, we're going to continue to do the same things that we've done all year long and play an aggressive style of baseball, and that's whether we're playing LSU or anyone else.
Before we look right at your team here in the last couple minutes, Brian, I have to ask you, when you got the draw there in the regionals and saw that you were going to have to go up against the number one pick in the major league draft, Mr. Strasburg, what was your thoughts there, and then how did you beat this kid?
Well, you know, it went from when the ESPN announcement went on, Doug, it went from, you know, disappointment because, you know, we just felt that we had earned the right to play somewhere close to home, maybe as a number one seed. And, you know, when it came up that we were going to Irvine and going to California for the second year in a row, I think it was more shock to our team. But as it settled in, you know, the opportunity to face Strasburg in the opening game and go out to the number one team in the country in Irvine, our team really took it on as a great opportunity, you know, to really shock the college baseball world. And, you know, we did in that game one on Friday against Strasburg. You know, he's the greatest pitcher in college that I've ever seen as a player or coach. I can assure you that, Doug. And, you know, we just went up there and took a very aggressive approach. We knew that he was going to supply the firepower with his, you know, 98 to 100 mile an hour fastball, and we just went up there and battled him. And you know, we got his pitch count up. He threw 50 pitches in the first two innings. You know, we were able to tack on a couple of runs, and he came out of the game in the seventh inning, and we were able to tack three more on out of their bullpen. But you know, our starting pitcher was able to outpitch him, and you know, that's how we gave him his first loss and his only loss of the season.
Virginia coach Brian O'Connor with us for another moment on the Doug and Daddy Show. We've got to touch on, just if you just look at the numbers, your team's batting 327, and you've got an insane ERA of 3.14. Who's going to get the start on Saturday, and tell me a little bit about your pitching rotation?
Well, Doug, I haven't made that decision for sure who's going to start on Saturday. We're still evaluating that, who gives us the best chance to win. I believe it'll either be our freshman left-hander, Danny Holtzen, who's been our Friday night starter all year long, or Robert Morey, a sophomore righty for us. So it'll be one of the two of them. I'll probably make that decision in the next 24, 48 hours. We've had great pitching all year long. It's really, really been dominant, over the last couple of weeks. I mean, to go out to Irvine and only give up two runs in the entire regional is really pretty remarkable. And I'm just hoping that pitching stays consistent, because when you have consistent pitching and play the kind of defense that we do, you're going to have a chance to win every night, and then it's just going to come down to getting some timely hits.
Of course, Danny was named a freshman All-American. You also have another All-American on your team in Jarrett Parker, who's got the big bat with 16 homers this year.
Yeah, Jarrett is it's kind of unique, Doug. He's our leadoff hitter, and you usually don't see a leadoff hitter have 16 home runs. But I plugged him into that spot at the start of the year, and he's performed so well. I just didn't want to take him out of that spot. And he's such a stolen base threat. He's gotten so many big hits for us. So, he's kind of the emotional leader for us offensively. And, Danny Holtzen, has been that Friday night starter all year long. And as he goes, we usually go.
Finally, Coach, when you started 19-0, did you think this team could ever be beat?
Well, it's amazing to start out 19-0, but there were still a lot of questions even in that 19-0. We hadn't gotten into the thick of the ACC season yet. But I had a feeling as the year moved along, Doug, that we really had a special club. There was a really tight-knit group, a lot of really clutch players that just wanted to do their job for the team. So as we moved along in the year, I started having a better and better feeling that this could be a team that could win a championship.
Well, Brian, we looking forward to seeing the Cavaliers in Omaha, just like all the Virginia fans are. Welcome home. Best of luck to you and your troops, and thanks for giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Anytime, Doug. And all those Cavalier fans out there need to wear orange on Saturday night at Rosenblatt Stadium.
I'm sure they will. We had a chance to catch up with Coach yesterday here on the program. So, Brian O'Connor and Virginia, they play tomorrow night against LSU. Daddy, one more time, your predictions.
You know what? The committee knows more than I do. They selected Texas number one for a reason. I'm going to take the Longhorns. I think the Big 12, they'll represent being the cream of the crop. They rose to the top, and I think Texas Longhorns find a way to get it done.
North Carolina, Cal State Fullerton to win it. We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show.
We've got some tickets to give away one last time.
We've got one more thing to do. All right.
One last time. I've got the Edgar. We got two to Edgar, right? I got those right under here.
I thought you gave away the ones, Daddy.
Well, I had another pair because I stuck back. Then they didn't use them.
So you can't go.
No.
Okay, I got it.
And then the wrestling TNA, we got two of those, too.
Okay.
Call, get your pick right now. 1-888-455-3776. Back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Our transmitter actually contains parts of the Chernobyl reactor. It hasn't affected us yet.
Yet.
Hi, it's Colin Coward. I know for me it takes time to trust new technology. I used to be afraid of online banking. Now, I love the convenience. I don't know what I'd do without it. I've been recommending GoToMyPC to everybody I know. If you're worried about the security of remotely accessing your PC, I want to reassure you. GoToMyPC is as secure, if not more secure, than online banking. I use it for convenience and security. With GoToMyPC, brought to you by Citrix, everything is protected with state-of-the-art security features like end-to-end 128-bit encryption. So no matter what, your critical data is protected. You can get your office work at home, on the road. I've got an exclusive free trial just for my listeners. GoToMyPC free for 45 days, only available if you use the promo code Colin. Visit GoToMyPC.com. Click on the Try It Free button, and remember to use the promo code Colin. Visit GoToMyPC.com.
Got a big lawn? Big lawns need a big mower. Take a look at the Toro LX425 LT lawn tractor at Ace Hardware. It's got a big 20 horsepower engine with automatic transmission, so there's no clumsy gear shifting. Take advantage of Toro's low monthly financing. See store for details. Plus at Ace, all power equipment is fully assembled, serviced, and ready to go. And we back it with service after the sale. Ace Hardware and Garden Center, West 56th Street in Kearney, or 3rd and Broadway, Grand Island.
Stay tuned for a very important message from the Office of Homeland Serenity and Kearney, Omaha.
As of 8 o'clock this morning, the national serenity level has dropped to a deep purple. Americans have forgotten how to have fun. It's time to reverse this downward spiral, this constant state of depression. And I can think of no better way than to climb aboard a Yamaha Star motorcycle. With nothing but bad news coming from everywhere else, the good news is that Kearney Yamaha has plenty of all-new Yamaha Star motorcycles and a wide range of previously owned motorcycles that can fit into just about any budget. And with Kearney Yamaha's 5-star rated service department, huge selection of parts and riding apparel, and fast, friendly service, anyone can see that Kearney Yamaha is the place to go to start having fun.
So what do you say, America? Are you going to continue worrying about things you can't control, or are you going to hop on some two-wheel fun? I think real Americans would choose fun. Years of experience and a huge selection. Kearney Yamaha, just south of the Kearney I-80 interchange.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam.
Sam!
Because upgrading your central air system to a high efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Dad. Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high efficiency Trane model at Fidelke Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a train.
ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather. Brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on 25th Street in Kearney. For a square deal and a fair shake.
If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
We'll see some showers and storms affecting the area yet early today, and then could see some breaks of sun later today with a few redeveloping showers and storms possible later in the day as well, with highs of 73. Back to the mid-50s for lows tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 63.
Got some winners. We give away our TNA Wrestling and our last tickets to Edgar Demolition Derby. What we got there, Derek?
Got Justin from Glenville is the winner of the Edgar Demo Derby tickets, and Ben from Bertrand is the winner of the TNA Wrestling tickets.
Or Ben from Kearney. I think he lies to you every time.
I think he does, too.
Time. Hey, have fun this weekend, everybody, and no matter what you're doing, whether you're playing, you're working, or you just need a little lunch, the Chicken Coop in downtown Kearney and Grand Island get you in and get you out fast. Or they can have you sit there and enjoy all of the great sporting events going on this weekend, play a little Keno, enjoy the great food and drink specials, whether you're there for 30 minutes or whether you're there for 5.5 hours or longer, which is possible.
It's all free.
It's great food and drink specials every night, lunch specials every day, open 7 days a week. Come on down to the Coop to cool off with a cool drink after your big softball game or the little kids' baseball, softball. While you're here, catch all your favorite sports on TV, the NHL, the NBA, Major League Baseball package, they've got it all there for you. Everything from chicken wings and chicken tender hoagies and hamburgers and pizzas to their appetizers such as the garlic shrooms, cheese balls, pub pickles, onion rings, breaded cauliflower, and a whole lot more at the Chicken Coop. Enjoy it in Kearney and Grand Island.
Like you say, Doug, it's all free. I need an 8 spot. Pick the right 8 numbers. Free.
Oh, man. Again, outside the lines if you want to watch Naked Nebraska Wrestler Story, Sunday morning on ESPN television. Chatted about that. Chatted about the All-Star Games going on. Hey, the kids putting in their time. Coaches volunteering their time. Always going out to some kind of a good cause. And we hope that you appreciate and can attend any of the events that are going on with the All-Star Games or whether it's the Demolition Derby whether it's the TNA Wrestling or we'll see you at Thunder Jam tomorrow night. That should be fun out at the Archway. We want to thank Brian O'Connor, head baseball coach at Virginia, former Creighton player and assistant coach at Notre Dame. This will be another trip back to Omaha. It all gets underway with pregame at 12:45, first pitch at 1:05 tomorrow. Arkansas and my pick to win it all, Cal State Fullerton. Every game on ESPN Radio. Have a good weekend, Daddy, Derek.
Hey, we'll see you on Monday. Doug and Daddy Show, Senator Brasco's ESPN Radio, Superstation, 1460 in Kearney. Hey, 1550, all our friends in Hastings. Boom goes dynamite.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.